Now, the reason why man didn't find out about man is because all of man's discreditable actions are founded upon a creditable fact. You had to have a big heart to grasp it. You get the idea? I mean, all of his most discreditable actions are, oddly enough, based upon a creditable fact. He's basically good and will dispose of himself one way or the other if he finds himself being bad. Very often he does bad things and then finds out that they were bad things and thereafter withholds. This I'm giving you is technical fact now, not just opinion. When the fellow finds out he's done something bad, he thereafter tries to withhold in that particular direction because he thinks he's been irresponsible. So that the first overt act in any given sequence of incidents is usually accidental. I saw one happen this way just the other day. I was speaking to you about knocking e-meters around. It was a big joke because I dropped an e-meter because the PC made a sudden motion. And the e-meter was perched a little bit, not even precariously, and the e-meter went off on the floor. I accumulated in the same session about three more overts against an e-meter and finally kicked the thing across the room after the session. See, I just let it go to see where it had built up. Get the idea? I obviously had done wrong perching the e-meter where it was perched, you see. And then having been guilty of an overt act against the e-meter, then did two or three. Got the idea? Huh? I was just letting this one run because I was being rather amused, man. That's the way it goes. Now, the e-meter wound up all right. Nobody destroyed the e-meter. But there's just a tiny, ridiculously simple example of the spaceship torpedoman who one day or another walks up and finds that a stud near the exhaust port of a torpedo is corroded. It's his responsibility area, you see? And this little stud is corroded. Oh, he damns and curses. He damns the manufacturers, you know, and he curses around and so forth. Here's a corroded stud and so forth, and it shouldn't corrode and all that sort of thing. And he decides he'll polish the thing up, and he polishes it up, you know, and snarls about it a little bit, you know. A few days later, he finds that the thing is corroded. So he looks into it a little more closely and finds out that lately, when he's been closing the exhaust port, he's not quite been closing the dogs. And the planetary atmosphere in which they're operating is corrosive to that particular metal. He has actually been guilty of not performing his duties right. Now he's got overts against the person who did it, himself. He didn't mean to do it at all. So he decides he'll tighten up. He'll run a taut torpedo room. He'll get real taut on this whole thing. He's slightly misemotional in this exact area. One day he's slamming this exhaust port shut and closing the wheel, and he closes it with such violence he breaks off a spoke. Well, now don't be surprised if one day you find him in there with a hammer busting the whole place to pieces. Got the idea?